Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of this Monday edition of the Cook and Joe Show. We're sure pleased you have joined us on this rather dreary, rainy Monday morning. We are pleased to be joined now in studio. Okay, Cam Johnson is on his way, so I guess we're going to have his dad, Gil, here for a few minutes. Mr. Johnson, how are you today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us here.
Well, it's got to be an exciting time for your family.
Very.
Were you surprised at how it all came out? All the so-called experts said Cam was going to go in the first round, but they had him kind of 20 to 25. He ends up going number 11. What a tremendous honor for the kid.
There were about 7 or 8 teams that were moving up to take Cam. They just kept it silent, quiet, because they asked that his agent and myself keep it quiet, that they're trying to move up for him to get him. We expected no worse than New Orleans at 17. We knew that Arizona was extremely interested because of his workouts there, the relationships that he had with Coach Bauer, who knows him probably better than any coach in the NBA. Coach Bauer was the head coach at Marist and also Cameron's first Division I offer when he was a 6'2". Junior at Osh, and he studied his game. So he watched him grow from 6'2 to 6'9. Coach Bauer was also the GM before that at Charlotte. And after that, he was in New Orleans. And then he went to Marist for 2 years, and then he was the general manager at Detroit. And he and I have talked over the 6-7 years about Cam. We talked consistently. And he watched his growth. And now he's a vice president. He has a high
title,
right, for Phoenix. And before he got the job, he and I talked about Cam. And he always was impressed with his great game. And James Jones, a great GM there. Actually, James Jones is the general manager, and his game is similar to Cameron's. Even his college stats are very similar to Cameron's. Similar built. Trevor, great guy, assistant general manager. Coach Williams, great coach. I mean, it's a perfect fit for him. Perfect fit.
Gil, I wanted to ask about going back to Cam's high school days, and you just mentioned at 6'2". So Marist is in on him. Obviously, Jamie Dixon saw something there, too. Who else was in on Cam? Who missed the boat, in other words?
You know, it's funny because the rumor out was Cameron only had 2 Division I offers, and it's not true. He had about 17 to 20. But in all the AAU circuits in the magazines, they had him as a 17-year-old rising junior because Cam was really young. He was really a senior. But there are, you know, a lot of high academic schools after Cam. Cam's a graduate with a 4.6.
Oh, Mike, a 4.6?
Yes, yeah.
Ron, where do you get those brains?
Ron, that's better than me and you combined.
From his mother, right.
From his mother, I'm assuming he got those brains, right?
Right. It was a gift from God. Yes. But Cam was always a very, very good student. He probably made, I think, 1 B+ in his life. That was at Pitt because he couldn't really understand the professor.
Well, how did he end up at Pitt?
Jamie, Coach Dixon, Cameron played in an all-star game. And the rumor was out that, Coach, you need to go and see Cam. And Coach tried several times. Coach Dixon tried several times to go see Cameron, but one time he was sick. He had the flu. One time he had a bad ankle sprain. So I get a phone call while we're on a trip to Rice from one of the assistant coaches, Brian Regan. And Brian said, you know, don't sign today, please. You know, Coach Dixon wanted to take a look at Cam. And I said, well, he wasn't planning on signing today, but, and this was 2 days before Easter. I'd say, we're leaving Saturday morning. When does he want to see him? So he said, do you mind if Coach Dixon give you a call? And Coach gave me a call Saturday while we're at the airport. And he said, Gil, I really want to see Cam. I've heard a lot of good things about him. And I've heard he's matured since the last time I've seen him. I said, sure, Coach, tell me when. He said, well, how about tomorrow? I said, Coach, tomorrow's Easter Sunday. He said, that's okay. So I guess.
Coaches never rest. Right, they never rest.
So Coach Dixon, Coach Cam's high school coach, Mike, got a few kids together at Osh and watch Cameron go through a workout and play against those kids. And Dixon and I sat there. He said, Gil, you know, he reminds me. And Coach Dixon stopped and he watched some more. He said, he reminds me of myself. He's a late bloomer. He's going to be great. He's going to be great. And he said, I'd like to offer him a scholarship. So, you know, I was like, great. So we went and talked to Cam, and we all got together, huddled, and the rest is history. Coach offered him a scholarship on Easter Sunday.
Wow.
5 years ago.
That is a great story.
Yes, a
and great good
story.
On Jamie for great spotting on, that.
Right, right. And so then, you know, you would hear people ask if he's on academic scholarship. Coach saw it from day one. He said, Gil, he's a pro. I will give Coach Dixon that credit. He said that from day one.
So Cam is 6'2", his junior year at Ulsh. When does it go to 6'4", 6'6", and 6'9"?
When
did that happen?
When he signed with Pitt, he was about 6'6 and a half, 6'7". Now with shoes on, he's listed at, he's 6'9".
Our guest is Gil Johnson, father of Cam Johnson, a latest Western Pennsylvania kid to hit it big, being drafted number 11th. I guess Minnesota technically made the call, and then the trade with Phoenix.
Right.
Phoenix, you knew Phoenix was getting them all along? When did you know that?
Phoenix said that if they wouldn't get, if they would be put in a position that they can possibly trade down and get him. They did mention that to us, but we didn't hear from them much. Everybody else, the Sixers, OKC, the Warriors especially, really, really wanted, needed him bad.
Wow, him on
the Warriors
would be
right.
Unbelievable.
Right, the Warriors, I said Philly, Portland. There were like about 7 or 8 teams that really tried to move in position to get him. New Orleans, yeah, about 7 or 8 teams.
His shooting is what a lot of people talk about. There's more aspects to his game, of course, but his shooting is incredible. And I'm curious, Gil, and by the way, Cam is en route. He was doing a workout, so he'll be here in a little bit. What kind of sports dad were you growing up, and how did Cam develop into such a spectacular shooter? Like, did he have a ball in his hands when he was like 1 month? Or
yes, we knew that Cam...
Please take the call.
Hey, buddy, you're here?
Yeah.
Come on up.
He's in the building. He's in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
He is. What a story, Jamie Dixon, on Easter
knew,
Sunday, by the way.
We knew that. I said it from the start. Actually, Cameron's middle name is Jordan. Cameron, Darrell
Intentionally,
Porter,
his middle name is Jordan?
Yes, I was a Jordan fan.
So you named him after Michael?
I like that.
But just
that's
coincidentally, cool. he loved basketball. I mean, we knew from early on that he was going to be a very good basketball player. When he was 3-4 years old, he was competing against 8-year-olds. We won a national championship. Darrell Porter was my assistant coach. Darrell played with me at Pitt.
Yeah.
He was my assistant coach, and we won a national championship. I remember when he used to work out with DeJuan Blair and all those guys from Shenley. Cameron did it. He was 3rd, 4th grade. You know, he would work out with those guys. Just that everybody else grew and he didn't, and he was just a late bloomer. So, yes, Cam is 23 years old, but his body is like a 21-year-old. You'll see him when he walks in. He still looks very young. He just started to get facial hair. Cam's also the only one in the nation that averaged, 17 points a game, 55% from 2, and 46% from 3.
Man,
nobody was
it.
Even close. And he's the first player in the ACC history to average roughly on the road 20 points a game, 21 points a game. I think he shot 57% from 3 and 58% from 2. No other player at 6 rebounds or 7 rebounds, something like that. No other player in ACC history has never ever done that in the history of the ACC.
So I think Cam is on the record. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's on the record as saying his younger brother could be better than him. Tell us about Puff.
Puff is doing very, very well. Right now, he's ranked the 49th player in the nation. He is growing. His height is about 6'7", but the way we measure is by length, each other. So we stand side by side, and Cameron's about 6'9", I'm about 6'8". And Puff has us both on the reach. He has like a 7'1 wingspan.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So he's junior at Moon.
Yes, yes. And we've transferred to Moon. They won a state championship. He got player of the year in the state. He's won a lot of accolades. He's on the Nike circuit. He did very, very well in the EYBL. Actually, two of the top 10 players he played against on the same team. There are three of them. We beat him, and he outscored them all by himself. He played very well. He's pretty good. He can play at all three levels. Yes, he's pretty good.
Any chance the University of Buffalo can get in on him?
That's, University that's of
my
Buffalo?
Home team. That's my hometown. Play. That's my alma mater.
If the kid wants to be a star in a good right. city. He doesn't want to go to Buffalo.
Right. We'll see.
Did they offer? Pitt offered, right? A bunch
yes.
of teams have
Pitt,
offered.
North Carolina, Arizona, Louisville. A lot, yeah.
Joe, so why don't we
Here's
take
Cam.
A quick
I'll
break.
I'll go out and greet Cam.
We'll take a quick right. break. In the meantime, get Cam set up here. We'll be right back. It's the Cook and Joe Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.